الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنك ميت وإنهم ميتون وقال تعالى في آية أخرى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. Honorable Ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today we reach the halfway mark of this honorable month, Rabi'ul Awwal. It is the 15th of Rabi'ul Awwal 1440. In this honorable month we find the Mubarak Milad and the honorable birth of the Master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam took place. Similarly, the wafat and the demise of the Master alayhi salatu salam also took place in this month. Hence, today's Jummah, we will discuss wafatun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how and what happened during the time when the Master alayhi salatu salam's demise took place. What were the final advices the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us as the Ummah and set the precedent for humanity and posterity? It is the 10th year of the Hijrah. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes and performs Hajj. And when the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left Medina Munawwara, the news spread like wildfire. So people from Palestine, Jordan, Syria, Yemen, different parts of the world, they all converged in Makkah Mukarramah. Lo and behold, approximately 124,000 male, female, adult and children. And Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arrived in Makkah Mukarramah on the 4th of Zilhijjah and the 10th year of the Hijrah. It is a Sunday, then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is teaching them about the actions of Hajj. This is what we will do in Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah and so forth and so on. Then the Master alayhi salatu salam in Arafat delivered the memorable khutbah which many of us have in our lounges, in our homes. And the message there was, لَأَلِّي لَا أَلْقَاكُمْ بَعْدَ آمِي هَذَا. O Ummah, O my beloved companions and students, maybe this will be our farewell meeting and I will not see you after this. Imagine if our father, mother, we are ordinary mortals, and our father, mother tells us, Beta, O beloved son, I'm going for this operation, but I don't think I will come back. The prognosis is not good. What happens to us? We are ordinary people. This is the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the most beloved, the most precious to all Almighty Allah jalla wa ala in the entire universe. So the Sahaba already started weeping, crying, because remember, they loved the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than their parents, their spouses and children. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam returns on the 14th of Zilhijjah, the 10th year of the Hijrah from Hajj. And that is the day they made their departure. On the 18th of Zilhijjah, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stopped at a place called Ghadir-e-Khum. Ghadir-e-Khum is a place where there is a pond of water And the master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took the hand of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala and praised Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu and said, the hadith in Sahih Muslim is authentic hadith. Man kuntu mawlahu fa aliyun mawlahu. Whosoever is the friend and the confidant of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu is my friend and my confidant. Some people had an argument with Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. And therefore Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam highlighted the merits and the virtues of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. The master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enters Madinah Munawwara, the Ansar. Everybody is so delighted, elated. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed Hajj and now has returned to Madinah Munawwara safe and sound. The month of Muharram starts in the 11th year of the Hijrah. And then it is the ending of the month of Safar. Muharram came, Safar came. Then Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the end of Safar went to Baqi, the Maqbara, the famous cemetery and graveyard. And when the master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam returned, he told Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, wa ra'sa, wa karba. Oh Siddiqa, oh my beloved wife, my head is paining. I have a terrible, terrible headache. So this was the beginning of the fatal illness of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is the end of Safar. It is the 11th year of the Hijrah. And then the condition of the master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started deteriorating. Oh Ummah, today me and you, we look for flimsy excuses, Allah forbid, to miss our Jamaat Salat, our Salat of congregation. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's last week on this physical earth, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would emerge from the Hujra Mubarakah, from the room. On one side was Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. On the other side were other Sahaba, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go with them to read the Salat and perform the Salat with Jama'ah, to set the precedent for humanity and posterity as far as possible. Read and perform your Salat, 5 daily Salat, the men, you read your Salat with Jama'ah. Then the condition deteriorated. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, Aina ana ghadan? Aina ana ghadan? Where will I be tomorrow? Where will I be tomorrow? All the beloved, honorable wives and spouses of the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam realized what the Master is saying sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He wants to be in the house of Siddiqa bintu Siddiq, in the house of Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. Mashura was made and they said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you go and you rest there in the house of Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. Then the Thursday, the last Thursday of the Mubarak life of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said the hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, the most authentic compilations of hadith. Muru Aba Bakrin fal yuswalli bin nas. You command Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he must go and perform the salat. He must stand on my musalla and lead the people in salat. That is the command of the master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha intervenes. Oh Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my father is Raqiq al-Kalb. He has a very tender heart. He will stand on your musalla, he will weep, he will sob, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was furious and said, Inna kunna la sawahibu Yusuf. You want to give wrong mashura and wrong suggestions? Like how those ladies gave suggestions to Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam. Muru Aba Bakrin fal yuswalli bin nas. Tell your father, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he must perform the imamat. Brothers, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu is thani athnain, the second of the two. This is enshrined in the noble Quran in Surah 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 40. He was the second of the two in Ghar-e-Thawr. When they entered Madinah Munawwara, he is the second of the two. When they came to Quba and the daughters of Quba, the daughters of the Najjar tribe emerged and said, نحن جوار من بني النجار يا حبذا محمد جاري. What did the daughters of the carpenter say when they welcomed Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam? نحن جوار من بني النجار. We are the daughters of the carpenters. Ya habbada Muhammadun jari. How excellent today Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is our neighbor. There Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu waits for the master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam to place the first block of Masjid Quba. And he places the second block and brick. And we find again his thani has named the second of the two. When they entered Madinah Munawwara, he is the second of the two. Thursday, remember Isha time, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him before that, you go and make imamat for this ummah. 17 salat, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala who made imamat. No person in the world will have that distinction. Hate that distinction or will have that distinction. On the musalla of the master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Thursday Isha, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the 15th Salat, and then on Monday morning, the Fajr Salat. That is how the 17th Salat, he performed the Imam al-Thani's name. O Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, O listeners of Radio Al-Ansar and Markaz Sahaba, he, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu arda, even today Ithani's name is buried right next to Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is Siddiq Akbar, his rank and status. Nevertheless, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam condition now deteriorates. And we come to the Sunday and the news is spreading that Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's condition is getting worse. What were the final advices the Master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave this ummah? Three advices were the most famous. The open Bukhari, Muslim, Mishkat Sharif, all the hadith kitabs is famous. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, O ummah, when it comes to hukukullah, the rights and obligations of Allah, as-salah, as-salah, guard your salat, guard your salat. Today you see the mass media, they saying today is Black Friday. We say no, every Friday is a Nurani Friday. We say every Friday is a Radiant Friday. Allah Jalla Wala took one day of the week, Jumu'ah, and dedicated an entire surah to this Mubarak day, chapter 62, Suratul Jumu'ah. It consists of 11 verses. How can any Muslim in his right mind call it a Black Friday when Almighty Allah elevated this whole day and called it, remember, Suratul Jumu'ah. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam named it Sayyidul Ayyam, the best day of the week. So therefore, brothers, we must not just mimic the enemy, whatever terminology they use, we use. Nay, we must say, you want to buy something, that's fine. But you can't be using the terminology they use, Black Friday. And worse than we also keep a sale and advertise like that. So we need to think before we ink, brothers. Nevertheless, so Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's final advices to the ummah. Guard your salat. We're very near now the holidays, the silly season, festive season. And we know in December what happens, the morals of people decline. Kullu halal business starts. People now say, Handu chale, but they hell no. You know we say. So brothers, remember in Safar and Hadar, whether we're in the plane or whether we're in South Africa or abroad, we must guard our salat. That is the final advices, farewell advices of Rahmatul Alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Second final advice, وَمَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ. And what did Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? Over whom you have authority, fulfill their rights, fulfill their obligations. Just take three examples quickly. Number one, husband-wife relationship. Daily I'm inundated, my brothers. How much zulam oppression the husbands make? I don't say all, but I'll say many. One easy example, the husband is addicted to pornography, is addicted to alcohol, is addicted to drugs. The wife makes a big noise, he stops speaking to his wife. By you are the guilty party, but now you create the perception and impression that she is guilty. You want to make her life miserable. You want to make the children's life miserable. The problem is with me. I'm not part of the solution. I'm part of the problem. But see what we do. We play mind games with them and without making them think, yes, maybe she is the problem. Remember, this is adding insult to injury, and this is becoming a bigger zalim and oppressor. So brothers, these wives of ours, remember the amanat Allah gave them. Allah commanded each one of us, brothers, Surah 4, Surah Nisa, verse 19. وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Treat your wives with love, equity and justice. Easy barometer. How you want your son-in-law to treat your beloved daughter, treat your beloved wife like that. She left her parents. She left her place of her birth. She left her siblings to spend the remainder of her life with you. She's the mother of your children. So how should you be treating her? Second one, brothers, our children. Today we buy their love. We gave them the C syndrome. We gave them cash. We gave them computers. We gave them CDs. We gave them cars. We gave them the best clothes. But the greatest C we did not give. And that is good character. When last did I sit with my beloved daughter, O Betty? Let me give you some lessons of true life. Let me sit with my son. We got no time. Father is playing golf. Allah alone knows which kind of golf he's playing. And remember, the wife is busy at the malls. She's meeting how many poles? We don't know. So all this goes on. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam is teaching us. Fulfill the rights of Allah. Fulfill the rights of creation. More so those over whom we have authority. Our employees. How many of them, they're making baddua for us. They're cursing us. Muslim or non-Muslim. Think about all this, brothers. So Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam setting the precedent, giving farewell advices for this ummah. And then Nabi alayhi salam said, Nafidhu Jaisha Usama. The army of Usama must leave Madinah Munawwara and they must go there towards Palestine, Jordan side. Wama adraka man Usama. Do you know who's Usama, brothers? Usama is the son. And Zayd radiallahu ta'ala is the father. The father was very fair in complexion, and Usama was dark in complexion. Usama's mother is Barakah Umme Ayman, and remember, she was an African lady. So he also was very dark in complexion. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is elevating the family. You, Usama, you go and take that because your father passed away there in Mu'ta, in Jordan. I want you to go so that people must know. We make no distinction based on complexion and languages. Do you know who is Barakah, my brothers? Umme Ayman, the mother of Usama, the wife of Zayd radiallahu anhu. So remember the African lady. She, according to some scholars like our Ustad, Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni, Hafidhullah, he wrote in his book, An-Nubuwa wal-Anbiya, the African lady, she breastfed Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well. The demise of the Master alayhi salam takes place. Go open Sahih Muslim. Shaykhain, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, go and visit her. She's weeping, sobbing, crying like a child. Ya Umme Ayman, don't cry so much. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam is gone to a better place. What answer did the African lady give? A answer there, take Abizar and write the answer. Take water in gold and pen in gold and write it. So that we know how much they love the messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the message of the messenger. She said, Ya Aba Bakrin, Ya Umar radiallahu anhuma, I'm not crying only because Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away and his demise took place. I cry, Inna al-wahya qad inqata'a. The Master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam was amongst us, physically alive. So we find there was a connection between the arsh and the farsh, between the heavens and the earth. Now with the demise of the Master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we find that no more wahi will come. I'm missing the messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I'm missing the message of the messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Their love for Quran Sharif, my brothers. Their love for Wahi. So the Monday comes, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looks outside the Hujra Mubarakah. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu wa musalla. Sahaba saw that, they were elated. They thought now the recovery has come. That was the last time majority of the Sahaba saw the Mubarak countenance of the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then we find that inside the room, the Hujra Mubarakah, the room of Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha saw Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looking at her, looking at her brother Abdul Rahman, and he had his miswak. So she asked Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do you want the miswak? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said yes, gestured yes. She went, took the miswak, softened it, chewed it a little bit, then gave it to the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One of the last actions the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did was to use miswak. How many of us use miswak regularly? Ask ourselves. We take one sunnah, have this belief, my brothers of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Surah 3 verse 31. This ayat is called Ayatul Imtihan. If we love Allah, if we love Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this ayat is a test. Surah 3, chapter 3, verse 31. Kul, in kuntum tuhibbun Allah, fattabi'uni. Say, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you love Almighty Allah, jalla wa ala, then follow me, emulate me immaculately. If you study philology, the history of the words, you have a cow, and the cow gives birth to a calf, that is called tabi'. Fattabi'uni is derived from that word. So immaculately follow Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every sunnah of Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is khayrun min ad-dunya wa ma fiha. Is superior to this whole world and whatever it contains. When we practice on one sunnah, yuhbibkumullah. Now we leave the masjid after Jummah, we read the dua, go out with our left foot, we become beloved to Almighty Allah. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. And remember, your sins will get forgiven. Easy. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam using the miswak, Sahaba entering. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq is not there. Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha sees Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taking his Mubarak fingers, inserting it in the cup, and then sprinkling on his Mubarak countenance and face. And what is he saying? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam setting the precedent for me and you. Allahumma inni ala sakaratil maut. Allahumma inni ala ghamaratil maut. Oh Allah, you assist us against the pains and pangs of death, ya Allah. Allah, let this happen to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so that the sunnah and precedent can be set for me and you. We learn these du'as, go open Mishkat Sharif Mustafa Ahmed. Tomorrow when we see our father, mother, or we are in that situation, then we read these du'as. Then Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha, comes behind the Mubarak Jasad Athar, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is made comfortable. She says, my saliva was the last saliva to be joined and combined with the reek and the saliva of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When I looked at the master, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now we knew that the time is approaching very, very close. What is the master saying sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the last words? Ila al-rafiq al-a'la, ila al-rafiq al-a'la, Allah take me to you. Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha is there. She's the only child alive at that time. The sons had passed away. Qasim had passed away in his infancy. Abdullah passed away in his infancy. Ibrahim passed away in his infancy. And the three daughters passed away. Sayyida Zainab, Sayyida Ruqayya, Sayyida Umm Kulsum. The only child and daughter left is Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha. Who is Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha? Fatima to Sayyida to Nisa'i Ahlil Jannah. She is the leader of the women in Jannah. And she sees her father. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam calls her, come here, oh beloved Ladli. Come here, I want to tell you something. The master alayhi salatu salam whispers in her ear. And then she cries. And then Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whispers again, and then she smiles. Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha asked her, "What did your beloved father tell you?" She said, "No, it is sirrun baini wa baina abati, between me and my beloved father, this is a secret." After the demise of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyida Aisha asked, "Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, what did your father say?" She says, "My Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me, I will be the first one to join him after his demise, and therefore I cried. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me that I will be, he's going to pass away now, and therefore I cried. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me that you will be the first one to join me, and though I smiled." Because she loved her father so much, open Bukhari Sharif. And 6 months after that, in Ramadan, she passed away. فَمَا ضَحِكَتْ قَتْتُ In the 6 months that elapsed after the demise of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she never smiled, she was so sad. How sad, brothers, when we think of our father and mother, till today we cry. How she cried? Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, one hadith and one poem she read. شُبَّتْ عَلَيَّ مَصَائِبُ شُبَّتْ عَلَيَّ مَصَائِبُ لَوْ أَنَّهَا شُبَّتْ عَلَى الْأَيَّامِ سِرْنَ لَيَالِيَ She said, such a calamity befell me, as though as if the calamity and catastrophe had to fall on the day should be transformed into a night. Such a calamity, catastrophe befell me. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Whole chapter on Wafatul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The last moments of the life of the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on that Monday morning. And remember, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq was not there. Afterwards he got the news and he came. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq in Bukhari Sharif is mentioned. He used to make dua. Ya Allah, whatever you did for Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is always the best. Babul Mauti Yawm al-Ithnain. Ya Allah, give me death also on a Monday. See, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq making the dua radiallahu anhu. Nevertheless, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha states, now Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's demise has taken place. You can understand the condition of the Sahaba, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's honorable wives and beloved daughter. And then she says, that you, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ya abati, man ajaba rabban da'a. Oh, my beloved father, you left us. And you said, labbaik, and you answered the call of Almighty Allah. Wa ila Jibra'il nan'ah. And now we will announce to Jibra'il that you have passed away. The doors of wahi have closed forever. And no more wahi will come. Because my beloved father has passed away. And then, wa man jannatul firdaus ma'wah. And you, my beloved father, your resting place is Jannatul Firdaus, the highest of the highest. So this is how the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam leave the world on that Monday. Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu, who was the Khas Khatim, the special attendant, he says, when the Master alayhi salam entered, when the Master alayhi salam entered Medina Munawwara, therefore we say Munawwara, everything was shining and glittering. And the day the Master alayhi salam passed away, it seemed that everything became lackluster, and it soul like the noor and the radiance of Medina decreased. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq heard, he was gone to Awali. When he came, the sheet was placed on the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He removed the sheet, kissed the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the forehead, and said, Tibtahayya wa mayta. Oh Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your life was also pure and your demise is also pure. And then he gave the lecture telling people, وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِ الرُّسُلِ That is the time Sayyidina Umar could not believe. He thought Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had not passed away. So this is how the Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the most beloved to all, Almighty Allah, left this world. My brothers, we have to leave this world. Let us follow the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in all walks of life. Tomorrow, kullu nafsin zaikatul maut. You heard today what happened. The news came in the media where I stay. See an indictment upon this ummah. The son is on drugs. He took a baton and beat his father. He's a doctor to death. Muslim, I'm speaking of Muslim, if you can call them Muslim. My brothers, every day we hear about Muslim, what crazy actions we are doing. I beg you, say to Almighty Allah, Tawaffani Muslima wa alhiqni bi salihin. Ya Allah, make my ending on Iman and Islam. And Ya Allah, join us with the pious people. May Almighty Allah give us tawfiq. We thank the Capital Group and our brother Muhammad Ikhlas and all of them. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillah.